Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Every passing day, it seems, more evidence comes to light that agriculture is the worst thing that ever happened to humanity. And not just industrial agriculture, agriculture itself. The story we tell ourselves is that we were savages stumbling around the jungle being eaten by tigers when we learned how to plow, and civilization ensued with all its benefits. Because of agriculture, we tell ourselves, we ate better, lived longer, flourished, and humankind ascended to the pinnacle of evolution. The story makes us smile and feel good about ourselves, and like most such stories, turns out it's a lie. We have learned much in recent years about who we were before we were farmers. For 300,000 years, we were nomadic or semi-nomadic hunter-gatherers living in small bands of a few dozen each. We remember our long-ago lives as nasty, brutish, and short, and red in fang and claw. We tell each other that such people lived only to about 25 years of age. But that's a corruption of the concept of average. If they survived infancy, they could count on living well into their 60s. We envision lives of endless, back-breaking labor just to stay alive, when in fact, recent studies estimate that hunter-gatherers needed only 24 hours a week or so of modest effort to do everything required to supply their basic needs of food, water, shelter, and clothing. Offer that deal to a present-day warehouse worker or lawyer and see if they would take it. We were healthy. Our bodies and our brains increased steadily in size over the generations. Then, 12,000 years ago, we started to farm. Coincidentally, the global climate warmed and stabilized, making much more of the world hospitable to us and to growing grain. Farming metastasized and took over much of the world, all of the civilized world, by definition, in a few thousand years. Of course, we gave climate change no credit for the achievement. It was our brilliance entirely that made it happen. And here's what happened next. According to a recent paper on the subject by John Gowdy, professor of economics emeritus at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in Troy, New York, the adoption of agriculture made the average person worse off for millennia. Physical health declined dramatically, and most of the world's people were born into rigid caste systems and lived as virtual or actual slaves. Although agriculture provided the economic basis for the rise of states and development of civilizations, the change in diet and acquisition of food resulted in a decline in quality of life for most human populations in the last 10,000 years. After agriculture, humans became shorter and less robust, and they suffered from more debilitating diseases, from leprosy to arthritis to tooth decay, than had their hunter-gatherer counterparts. It is only in the last 150 years or so that the longevity, health, and well-being of the average person once again reached that of the Upper Pleistocene. The average human lifespan in 1900 was about 30 years, and for Upper Pleistocene hunter-gatherers, it was about 33 years. Although this information runs counter to conventional wisdom, oxymoron alert, it is not surprising to anyone who has delved even a little bit into the subject, but toward the end of his paper, Professor Gowdy included some data that not only surprised me, it shocked me. Since the advent of agriculture 12,000 years ago, the human brain has been shrinking. Without regard to race, gender, or geographical location, the average volume of the human brain is 150 cc's less than it was, a decrease of about 10%. If our bodies had shrunk at the same rate, our average height and weight would be 4'6" and 64 pounds. For 12 millennia, the decrease in the size of our brains has been smooth, statistically significant, and inversely exponential. Having thus raised the question of whether we will have the brain capacity to do it, Professor Gatti proposes that the only response possible to the coming collapse of industrial civilization is a return to hunting and gathering. Obviously, this implies an enormous contraction, both in the number of humans alive and in their range. There will be no hunting and gathering on the toxic and blasted cornfields of Kansas. Nevertheless, for some, and for our species, it's a possible way forward, or back to the future. It's like we've been offered a do-over. So, Happy New Year. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.